I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Humanitarian aid to Haiti is on hold after the Federal Aviation Administration last week banned all flights in and out of Haiti for 30 days. The need for help is desperate as gang violence continues, despite a new prime minister being sworn in on November 11th. For Haiti with Love's Rosalind DeHart says, God's timing, though, is amazing.
Before yesterday, the Mission Airline took supplies down there, and we had already had boxes with them, and they took down all of our supplies. So the clinic is all ready for whatever happens. We have food down there already, too, to help the people.
In the space between starvation and compassion, their team is Jesus to people. Many mission groups have left, but For Haiti with Love will remain.
People are suffering, so we need prayers. God needs to do something, and only God can change Haiti.
And believers in Guinea are gearing up for a year of intentional training and discipleship. They want to see their nation, which is primarily Muslim, transformed by the gospel in 2025. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says their coordinator there has ordered 4 million Bible booklets to be used in a series of training sessions the first part of the year. Over three sessions, the first one taking place in January, these believers hope to train up 150 people in how to share their faith. Here's how you can pray.
This plan is good, but it needs to be covered in prayer. And pray that the Lord would just, they want to see a vital Christian community all through Guinea. I don't see any reason why we can't pray for that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.